Until his tragic death in an airplane crash in the summer of 1935, Will Rogers was our preeminent comic, cowboy, and philosopher. A close and tolerant observer of the political scene, Rogers once proclaimed that he was not a member of any organized party. "I am," he said, "a Democrat." The Republicans, meantime, prided themselves on party discipline. The difference was never so dramatic as in 1968. The Republicans put forth an image of complete civility.
Arizona!
Arizona casts its 16 votes for the next president of the United States, Dick Nixon.
The emerging candidate, Richard Nixon, reminded his audience of his losses in the years before in a convention session that was positively genteel.
"I have news for you. This time there's a difference. This time we're going to win."
The Democrats seemed to take perverse pleasure, as independent and stubborn as their party symbol, the donkey. In Philadelphia in 1948, they managed to achieve a three-way split among Harry Truman's centrists, Henry Wallace's far-left progressives, and Strom Thurmond's states' rights Dixiecrats. What provoked Thurmond's anger was young Hubert Humphrey's ringing defense of civil rights legislation.
"Oh, yes, I know. Other political parties may have talked more about civil rights, but the Democratic Party has surely done more about civil rights."
Delegates from the Deep South showed their displeasure over Humphrey's words by quitting the convention and the Democratic Party. The scene was eerily similar exactly 20 years later, as Humphrey again faced a divisive convention to accept the presidential nomination.
"Surely we have now learned the lesson that violence breeds counter-violence, and it cannot be condoned, whatever the source."
In 48, the anger was pretty much confined to the Democratic convention floor. In 68, the wrath and the violence spilled out onto the Chicago streets. Four years later, in 1972, the fractious Democrats insisting on an open convention packed so many advocates on the speaker's platform that their presidential nominee couldn't deliver his acceptance speech until most of the country had gone to bed. George McGovern predicted that, this time, the Democrats would get their act together.
"I say never underestimate the power of Richard Nixon to bring harmony to Democratic ranks."
Nixon, though, won in a landslide with a record percentage of the popular vote. This year we have an upheaval in the political landscape. There's been lots of meanness in the Republican ranks. The nation, and the Democrats especially, have watched with silent wonder from the sidelines as the GOP contenders have formed a circular firing squad. You have to wonder who, among the current crop, will be standing by convention time this summer. For Delmarva Public Radio, I'm Dick Rossay.